Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to start a whole new series. We're going to be talking about astrology. We'll talk about what is it and what does the Bible say about it. You know, why would I do a series like this? Well, according to some Gallup polls, and these are old numbers, but in 1975, a Gallup poll showed that 32 million Americans believed that stars influence people's lives. Going forward, in 1984, another Gallup poll found that in the age group of 13 to 18 years old, 55% believed in astrology. Now, yikes. I mean, that would have been my age group, basically. I was fairly close to that age group. And I think one Gallup poll showed that 1 billion people worldwide believe in astrology, which is shocking. I mean, that's like, what, 1/6 or 1/7 of the world's population believe. Yeah, okay. And you know, just how was that Gallup poll worded? I'm a little curious. I don't know. But 1/6 or 1/7, somewhere in there, of the world's population believe that the stars have some kind of influence on their life. And no, we're not talking about just gravitational pull here. I think by far the most disturbing fact that I found of all of this is that 10% of those claiming to be evangelical Christians believe in astrology. Now, when I read that, I just about fell out of my chair. Really? Well, perhaps it's because our pastors are not talking about this. Maybe it's because people don't fully understand what it is and what it's not. Well, in this series, we're going to look at all the sides of this debate. We will look at exactly what is astrology. We'll look at horoscopes. We're going to look at arguments for the validity of astrology. We're going to look at arguments against. And in this process, I'm going to teach you guys exactly how it works. And by the time I get through with this description, you're going to have a better understanding of how astrology actually works, how they come up with your horoscope, how they come up with the various charts that these astrologers use to supposedly tell your future and talk about your personal profile, your character. I'm going to teach you exactly how they come up with that. And so you are going to have a better understanding than probably about 85% of the people out there who believe in these predictions, who believe in astrology and horoscopes. And just by understanding how it works, just by simply understanding how they come up with this stuff, you're immediately going to see just how hokey this actually is. We're also going to talk about many other problems with astrology, some scientific problems, and just some flat-out good arguments as to why it just simply is bunk. Okay, it doesn't work. We're going to look at a pseudo, more of a New Age Christian argument for astrology. Okay, I'm going to look at various, a whole stream of arguments that are pro-astrology, coming from somebody who claims to be a Christian. Now, by the time you get done with this article, you realize this person has nothing to do with Christ. But these arguments do come from within the church. It's very disturbing, but we need to, well, I want to expose you guys to these arguments and show you just how flimsy they really are. When you first hear them, though, I mean, they have scriptures that they use to support their belief that astrology is okay and actually a gift from God, all right? And these scriptures, at first glance, just like many of the scriptures that New Agers, cult members, and the like use, at first they sound pretty good until you start looking at them a little closer. And we are going to look at them closer. Then we're going to just end by looking at what the Bible says about astrology, which most of you out there already know exactly what the Bible says, but some of you don't. And so along the way here, I'm going to be speaking to you guys too. You who are riding the fence, those who believe in Christ, are trusting in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, and don't have a problem with astrology. Well, astrology is sin, but friends, we love you guys. And in this series, we're going to take a look at this and show you exactly what the Bible says about astrology. So what exactly is astrology and where did it come from? Well, astrology is the belief, okay, and oh boy, this kind of like my Wicca series, there are many different groups or many different schools of astrology, many different belief systems, okay? And so they're very wide and varied. But it's the basic concept that the stars have an influence on our lives. And it's not just, oh, a distant star whizzed by and it caused a slight change in gravity that was so slight that nobody ever really noticed it. But no, I'm talking about they actually influence our lives. And so some people define astrology as the study of the heavens and the influence they exert upon the lives and affairs of humanity. Encyclopedia Britannica says astrology is the ancient art or science of divining. Remember that word, divining, divination. All right, the science of divining the fate and future of human beings from indications given by the positions of the stars and heavenly bodies. Now, as far as I can tell, astrology seems to come from Babylon. There was a belief that the stars in the sky were gods. And as they moved around in the sky, they were completing various tasks. Okay? And so they had this influence on our lives. And, well, people worshipped these stars. In fact, they would build ziggurats to worship these stars and to offer up offerings to these gods in the stars. In fact, some scholars believe that the Tower of Babel was exactly that. It was an attempt. Nimrod was attempting to build a tower that wasn't going to reach the heavens so much as its height, but it was to build basically a high place, a tower where they could worship these gods. And so, anyway, carrying that forward, astrology throughout the years has been used for many different things in different cultures. Some people, some cultures use it to just predict the future or divine the future for kings and rulers and people of high stature. Astrology in other countries is used simply for predicting future events, whereas what we see in the West here is people using astrology to A, learn about their personal profile, to learn about themselves. Okay, they use astrology to find out more about themselves, get their ears tickled. They use astrology to receive their horoscope, and we're going to talk about that here in a little while, but they'll look at these horoscopes and that will supposedly help them through their daily life. You know, maybe your horoscope says today is not a good day to date. All right, well then don't date. And or maybe today is just not a good day for big business decisions, so don't play, don't make any stock moves today or something like that, okay? And so people use that. Today, they're using these horoscopes and their zodiac, again, just to learn more about themselves and to help them navigate daily life because they believe that they have some kind of predictive edge by reading these horoscopes. And so, yes, there are many different forms of astrology. There's Hindu astrology. There's Chinese astrology. Believe it or not, astrology has been practiced in Muslim cultures. I think it falls outside of Islam, but it has been practiced in Muslim countries. We have Greco or Greek astrology, Roman astrology. They somewhat go hand in hand. And then we have New Age astrology, which I would pretty much argue that it's all New Age. But there is some New Age astrology that is a combination of both sidereal I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. I have not heard anybody say this. I'm only reciting what I read here, but not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But there is sidereal astrology and there is tropical astrology. Tropical is generally what is used here in the West. Sidereal is used in, I believe, China, Hindu astrology as well. But New Age astrology is, and Egyptian astrology, right. New Age astrology is combining elements of Egyptian astrology, sidereal, tropical, you know, Hindu astrology. They pull, pretty much it's very eclectic. They pull pieces and parts of all these different disciplines and try to put them together. And, well, it becomes very subjective. I think the whole art of astrology is very subjective. And as we go further, you're going to see that. You know, if you go, and we're going to do this later in the study, but if you go and pick a day, all right, go out on the internet and pluck yourself, you know, whatever sign you are, right? Go to about 10 different websites and get your horoscope for your sign for that day. And you're going to find that not a single one of them have anything to do with each other. I mean, it is complete, gosh, I hate to say this, but it is total, utter confusion and nonsense. You look at all these different horoscopes and none of them match. None of them have anything to do with each other. And I think that's a huge strike against astrology in general because it's all confusion. There is no rhyme or reason. But anyway, we'll look at the supposed science behind it. Let's move forward here. How this generally works is astrologers will use natal birth charts or a birth horoscope. Basically, they will draw up a chart and base it off the very moment that you take your very first breath. Now, if you go online, they're just going to have, okay, if you're born between this date and this date, you're this sign. If you go out and you spend your hard-earned money on some of this nonsense, you will find that they will actually, they'll try to get back to the very moment that you took your very first breath, and they believe that basically some kind of stamp is placed upon you at that moment, this astrological stamp, you know, exactly where the position of your zodiac, the ascendant, which is the sign that was ascending on the eastern horizon at the very moment you took your first breath. Then they want to look at the houses. We're going to talk about this tomorrow in depth, and this is where you're going to understand exactly how they do this, all right? But they look at the house, which is basically a section of the sky that your zodiac is lined up with, and they're going to look at the position of the planets, if there's any planets that are passing through this house that we're going to talk about later. All right, so I guess the thing you should take away here is that at that very first moment you take a breath, that is when your character, your profile, the way that you are, that is when the stars imprint that profile on your life. Okay, so the stars determine what kind of person you're going to be. And this is a very fatalistic type belief system in a sense that the stars determine who you are and much about your life. Because, you know, in this belief system, again, remember, the stars are influencing everybody else too. All right, so there's this fatalistic feeling that starts coming upon you as you realize that, well, your life is not your own. You belong to the stars. The stars are controlling you. It's fascinating in one sense. Some astrologers claim that these stars can influence or control up to 80% of your personality and your destiny. So anyway, that was the natal birth chart. Another chart that is often heard of or used is the mundane chart. This chart examines the fortune of cities, states, or countries. There is electional charts, and those are used to, are drawn up to decide the best time to undertake certain activities. You have horary charts. I have no idea if I'm even pronouncing that correctly, but that is a chart that's used to answer questions about a given topic. And we're going to drill down into this a little bit tomorrow so you get a better understanding of what I'm talking about here. So that's pretty much a good place to stop. I'll stop right there. Guys, if you like these types of podcasts, you like this type of content, we're talking about apologetics, understanding worldviews, yes, even occult concepts and topics from a Christian perspective, like understanding Wicca and what they believe, walking a labyrinth, things like this, understanding heresy within the church, creation, evolution, many different topics. Guys, go to my website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and there click on the link that says podcast archive. And to date, I have somewhere around 400 episodes, and I'm adding to them every day. It's all free, and it's all for you guys. So yeah, if you like this type of subject content, go check it out. I got a lot of good stuff in there. Friends, also, if you guys would like to catch up with me and chat, ask me some questions, you can find me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.